Some other news now. Hundreds of thousands of people crowded Kansas City for a victory parade celebrating their city's Super Bowl win. Of course, Frank Morris of our member station KCUR attended.
After walking much of the parade route, high-fiving fans, Kansas City's quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, got on stage. About as humble as a liquored-up Super Bowl MVP in an enormous, bejeweled, professional wrestling-style belt can be.
We're world champs! I just want to say we appreciate everybody here today. Arrowhead Stadium's one of a kind, and we just want to say Chiefs Kingdom is one of a kind. So give a round of applause for everybody that's standing here today.
Of course, that love goes both ways. Teenagers Ashlyn Vaughn and Sammy Vinzanti managed to touch Mahomes during the parade. Elizabeth Adams, longtime fan, says she loves seeing the city coalesce around its football team. The Chiefs last won the Super Bowl in 2020, right before the pandemic shut everything down.
It's nice to finally be together. We're finally coming back together as a city and as people, and for one thing, it doesn't matter your race, religion, views of anything, we're all here to come together as a family, as a Chiefs family, as Chiefs Kingdom, all together.
Adams is from Leavenworth, Kansas, near Kansas City. George Perry drove in from tiny Slater, Missouri, 2 hours away.
A great thing, man. Great time. Good people. Good city. Great football team.
A great team built around the talents of pro football's most valuable player.
Patrick Mahomes is our Superman. And we're the kryptonite for the rest of the NFL.
Willie Wright looks a bit like a superhero himself, dressed head-to-toe in matching Chiefs apparel. He says the second recent Super Bowl win feels better than the first, because now the team's on the road being a dynasty. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.